5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and, well, it's looking a little grim here in the center of the universe. And as you know, here in the center of the universe, it is always bright sunshine and rainbows and ponies and all of that stuff. It's always nice here in Hanover County. And we would love for you to visit. Come, buy some tomatoes, and then leave. I mean, it's not that we don't want you here. We just don't want you staying here. That's, we don't have any room. I'm sorry. We're all filled up. But come, buy tomatoes. It's beautiful. I was chatting with a couple of folks earlier today. You know, I was over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. And I had such a great time. I'm helping out Barry Moore with these things he's doing. It's called... what is it called? Oh, my gosh. I forgot the name of the show. Oh, gosh. That's terrible. BBB meeting, highlight, something. No, it's a great little podcast. It shows the businesses. And I had the chance to chat with some of these great accredited business owners. And what I am absolutely loving is hearing from people who are part of our community, obviously. Again, you have a business, you're an accredited business owner in Central Virginia with the Better Business Bureau, good people. You're the people I shop with first. But chatting with people who were from other places who have come to Central Virginia. And one gentleman I was chatting with a little bit earlier came here from Michigan. Loves the area. And then I was chatting with a couple of wonderful people, Doug and Gina Brown, who came here about 5-6 years ago from Texas. And you'll hear more about their business. Their business is just off the chain, incredible, nothing bundt cakes. And they were just so nice, so kind to a discussion. And tomorrow, you and I will deal with the discussion issue. Is it icing or is it frosting? Now, Barry Moore, you know, originally is from Jersey. Barry said, it's icing. It's icing, Jeff. It's icing. Well, I got news for you. Doug and Gina Brown, nothing but cake, said, no, it is frosting. Tomorrow, and not right now, because we got other things we're dealing with, but tomorrow, I do want us to analyze this. It's a little bit like the entire Jimmy Sprinkle debate, which, by the way, would be a wonderful name for a television weatherman. Would it not be Jimmy Sprinkle? It'd be perfect. Or maybe a performance artist of some sort. Jimmy Sprinkle. Jeff 804 says Walmart yesterday had one full service cashier. One! Old people like me have a really hard time navigating the self-service, so I've just given up. It has nothing to do with being old. It has to do with this. I don't work for Walmart, so therefore I don't want to scan my own items. Heidi, however, loves self-checkout because that way she doesn't have to wait for anybody else to do anything. Heidi, as you know, is a far better human being than I am. I admit that readily. I don't have any problem admitting that. That's absolutely, positively true. But I look at it this way. If I am at Walmart, unless I'm wearing one of those goofy blue vests with the yellow sun on it, I don't feel that I have to do the work there. I don't think I should be stocking shelves. I don't think I should be handling checkout. I don't think I should be handling any of that stuff. To me, that's part of the price I'm paying to purchase items at that store. Heidi's argument, and it's a good one, is this. How much is your time worth? Right? How much is your time worth? Now, if you have a job that pays you an hourly rate, you know exactly what your time is worth, right? Jeff, my time is worth exactly $15 an hour because that's what I get paid to do whatever it is that I do. Or it's $100 an hour or whatever it is. So it's pretty easy for you to do the calculus on that. And you can figure out very quickly if the math is mathing or not. Heidi has determined that her time is worth far more and her state of mind because she hates dealing with the cashiers at Walmart. I don't mind, because again, I just don't think it's my job. If you want me to do the self-checkout And I get you'd like me to do that because that reduces your overhead. You don't have to have as many employees. You're not paying as much in salary or benefits or whatever it is that you do at Walmart. Well, then I think I should get a little bite of that apple. Seriously, I think you should say to me, you can go through the full service lane over there, and that item is $1, or you can check it out yourself. It's going to be 88 cents. Okay. I might think about that. If they say, well, it's $1 in the regular lane, but here in the self-checkout lane, it's 98 cents, I don't think it's worth it. But what if they say 78, 68? What if it becomes almost like surge pricing like you see on Easy Pass, where they've got more and more people stacked up at the full-service cashier lanes? They want to get people through and out as quickly as possible. Maybe the discounts are increased. I think there's all sorts of ways that it can work, and there are all sorts of ways that I could be enticed to do it. But if the price is the same full service, self service, I just don't think I'm going to bother. I'm just not. The other thing that bugs me about the self service, because if I go to Walmart with Heidi, and we do that, sometimes we'll go out and go shopping, do the things we need to do, and gives us a little time, a little more time together, which I like. Because, yeah, I'm kind of sweet on her. Yeah, seriously, I'm kind of cute. And anyway, she will not allow us to go through the full service. So it's like a mission. It's like a military operation with her. She's got the app on her phone. She's scanning stuff. She's putting it back, blah, blah, blah. But then she gets to the self-checkout thing, and invariably, one of the Walmart staffers comes along and says, oh, I've got to examine, I don't know, six items or something and confirm. And at that point, I don't think you've saved any time. I don't think you've saved any time. MS Now. We haven't had a clip from MS Now in a long time. And you are welcome for that. It's not that we haven't had them. I just haven't gotten to them. But this one, I can't ignore. MS Now, which used to be MSNBC, which was what? PMSBC or whatever it was. I mean, you know what it is. It's painful. It's painful. So we are going to play some audio. I will give you the advance warning about drinking. And I will also say this. I want to remind you of something. I don't want you to ever forget this. I watch MS Now so that you don't have to. No. It's okay. It's okay. You're welcome. Now, with that, I'm going to ask you to take a sip of your beverage. Whether your beverage is hot or cold is irrelevant. Because as you listen to the nonsense from MS Now, you will be tempted to spit that beverage out, either on your laptop or at your windshield. And either way, I don't want to be responsible for the damage, whether it's to your laptop or causing an accident on the windshield. So, do yourself a favor. All right, nice refreshing sip of a hazelnut-flavored coffee. And with that, Germ, if we could please cut number one.
Well, Peter, there is a skittishness here on the ground in Florida. I just got off the phone with a Democratic strategist here in the state who reminded me that the general election electorate versus the primary electorate is very different here in Florida. In Florida, you've got about 1.5 million more registered Republicans than Democrats. You also have about 1.6 million members of the Cuban diaspora. Those Cubans often lean conservative. Many of them have a strong aversion towards communism. What we've been hearing from Republican politicians, from President Trump on down, is a conflation, an incorrect conflation, of communism and democratic socialism. If that messaging sticks, that could be a serious issue for Angie Nick.
Really? Is that the serious issue, MS Now hack? Let me explain this to you, Scooter. You know why the Cuban community doesn't want to vote for communists? Because they've seen what communism does. You pinhead, you. Channeling my inner Archie Bunker. By a show of hands, anybody remember Archie? Yes, exactly. Think about this for a second. MS Now, which is a tool of the left, granted, I mean, you know, everybody's got their lane. They stay in their lane. They're parroting all of the communist baloney all the time. They're upset. They're upset that the Cuban community has a memory. They're upset that Cuban Americans have an understanding of what communism really does. And they understand that you can call it democratic socialism because they saw that nonsense in Cuba. These are the same idiots who threw essentially a birthday party for the 100th birthday of Fidel Castro, a mass murderer. Well, people just don't understand. No, the problem for you guys is that they do understand. The most conservative of those folks in the Cuban diaspora, as you described it, are the first generation. Now, they're in their 80s at this point, but they actually fled Cuba. They fled Cuba. They saw it firsthand. Almost as conservative would be folks like my friend Jason Meares, second generation. Jason's what, in his 40s, I guess? Maybe a little older, maybe a little younger. Marco Rubio, second generation. These are folks who know exactly what communism does, and you can dress it up six ways to Sunday. It's still communism. Only MS Now, only the far left-wing wackadoodles could be upset that there are intelligent thinking people with memories in place. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, if you are spinning a tail and you are trying to serve somebody up a big steaming pile of you-know-what, you got to hope they don't know exactly what you-know-what is. But these folks know exactly what you-know-what is, and that's why they're not voting for you. You know what? 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.